A recent report shows lead has been detected in water fountains and spigots at most Delaware K through 12 schools. WHYY's Chris Barish reports on a recent Zoom forum where parents and lawmakers sought answers about this.
State testing found that 150 faucets in nearly 50 schools had lead levels above 7.5 parts per billion. Officials ordered schools to shut them off, install filters, or ensure they aren't used for drinking. Nearly 900 spigots statewide had detectable levels of lead. The state admits flubbing its notification to the public about the presence of lead, which can cause developmental delays in children. State Rep. Melissa Minor Brown says that failure and the threat of lead poisoning in children has triggered anger, dismay, and confusion among parents and lawmakers.
What I am seeing is that parents and families are scared, they're worried, and they feel that there's a lack of trust. Parents are sending their kids to school 5 days a week, and they're trusting that the priority is their children and the health of their children, and the same with the staff in the schools.
Molly McGarrick heads the state health department. She urges concerned parents to have their children tested for lead, but downplayed any threat to their well-being.
There is not a widespread recommendation or a concern at a population health level that students have been exposed to catastrophic lead levels such that universal testing and screening would be recommended.
Officials pledge to be more forthcoming and remediate the problem. And lawmakers say public hearings are likely next year. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.